Masechet Kinim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. We'll review what happened in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and we'll talk about what happens if the Kohen did not know to ask how to offer the combination of birds, and he offered them anyway. So the case was, we'll review the case. Mishnah says, Ahat lazo, ushtayim lazo, v'shalosh lazo. If one pair was separated from this woman, and two pairs were separated from another woman, and three pairs were separated from a third woman. Or if 10 pairs were separated from one woman, and 100 pairs were separated from another woman. In all of these cases, the Kohen did not ask what to do, and he offered them all above the red line on the Mizbeach, which signifies that they're olot. Half of them are valid, and half of them are invalid. Half of them are automatically olot, those are going to be good. And the ones that are hatat are invalid. Kulan lematan, mechaitza kasher, mechaitza pasul. Likewise, if all of them are offered below the red line, which signifies that they're korban hatat, half of them are valid and half of them are invalid. Haitzyan lemalan, mechaitzyan lematan. But if he offers half of them above the red line and half of them below the red line, hamirube kasher, a number of birds equal to the larger number of pairs in the mixture, is considered to be valid. In other words, whatever the largest person of the amount of pairs that they brought is considered to be the amount of pairs that are valid. The way the math works out basically is that a certain number automatically are going to be offered in a valid way because you're splitting them two by two. So therefore we say it ends up that the largest number of pairs would be valid being brought by that person. This Mishnah and the one before talk about a mixture of two women's pairs if they were offered half above and half below. In the previous Mishnah, both women had the same amount of pairs, and the Mishnah said that half are valid and half are invalid. In our Mishnah, one woman has more pairs of birds than the other, and the Mishnah says that the larger number of pairs is the valid amount. Now we'll talk about a little distinction in the form of a rule. Zehakelal, this is the rule. When the Kohen takes the birds of two women and offers half of them above the red line and half of them below the red line, wherever you could divide the pairs of women, in a way that there will not be the birds of the same woman both above and below. If it's possible that each woman's birds are either all on top or all on the bottom, half of them are valid, half of them are invalid. We have to be concerned for the worst case scenario that the woman's pairs are completely on top or completely on the bottom. So only half of the birds offered on top are valid, because only half of a woman's pairs could be olot. The other half offered on top, which should have been hata'ot, are invalid. The opposite is true about the half offered on the bottom. Only half of them are valid, because only half of the woman's pairs could be hata'ot, and the other half offered on the bottom are olot, and they shouldn't have been offered there, so therefore they're invalid. But wherever you cannot divide the pairs, unless some birds of the same woman are both above the red line and below the red line, the law is the amount equal to the larger number of birds is valid, like we explained earlier on in the Mishnah. There's a lot of math going on here that we would need a lot of time to explain, but that is the general rule. If it's equal in terms of what the mixture created by the both women, half above, half below, half of them are kashrid. Here, when one woman has a lot more pairs of birds than the other, we say that the higher number of pairs, that number is valid, and everything else would be invalid.